Welcome to the NRC podcast. Nick, Ryan, and Connor. My name is Nick. This is Ryan.
Hello.
And what we do here is we talk about sports, video games, and the news. And that's basically it. That's what we do. So to start off, first ever podcast. Ryan, I have a question for you.
Yeah, what's up?
Okay, it's I'm going to give you two quarterbacks without telling you what their name is. I'm going to give you their stats only, and I want you to pick which quarterback you would choose.
All right.
Quarterback one has 42 QB wins, a 64.9 completion percentage, 21,000 yards, 128 touchdowns, and 21 game-winning drives. All right, you got that?
Yeah.
Okay. Quarterback B also has 42 QB wins. His completion percentage is a little lower at 63.7. He has 18,747 passing yards, but he has 150 touchdowns, but only 10 game-winning drives. Who are you picking?
How many touchdowns does A have?
128. B has 150, but A has 21 game-winning drives, and B only has 10.
Then I'll take A because he's a more clutch person.
All right. Player A is Matthew Stafford. Player B is Aaron Rodgers.
Wait, is it really?
Let that sink in.
Well, then I'm happy with my decision.
I saw this with a poll on Twitter. And 80% of people chose Matt Stafford. Madden 20 is coming out in 2-3 days. Ryan, what are your initial thoughts when watching YouTube videos or gameplay of Madden 20?
It's a lot better than Madden 19.
Gameplay. That,
everything is better. I haven't seen any Ultimate Team, though. That would be interesting because I like Ultimate Team. And I think they really messed up on some ratings, personally.
That is true. I do feel like they messed up on some 99 overalls. I feel like it should be impossible to get a 99 overall. I feel like only the best player should get a 99 rating in Madden.
Like Khalil Mack, because he's the best player in the league.
I don't know about that.
No.
I would have to say Patrick Mahomes is the best player in the NFL right now. Speaking of Patrick Mahomes, Madden 20, face of the franchise. How do we feel about that? Do you feel like this is a step in the right direction for EA? Or do you feel like they're wasting their time when they should be improving the actual game itself and not adding story modes?
No, it's definitely a step in the right direction because it introduces more college gameplay. You know, that could get us back on track for some NCAA games because they had to get those colleges to agree to do that.
It's true.
So I think it's a step in the right direction, and it's something just to add on to the game.
I
more to do.
1000% agree. If there, okay, if you had to take out one feature of all the Maddens we're used to, like take away, like I'll give an example. For me, I would stop spending so much time if I were at EA working on Ultimate Team and spend more time on the franchise mode, connected franchise. Would you agree with that?
I wouldn't agree with that specific scenario, but they could definitely spend more time on franchise. It's very shallow when it could get a lot deeper.
Big franchise community out there. Many people angry, feeling like EA just copies and pastes the same franchise mode every year.
I think they made a nice step this year, adding, like, development. And you can develop your, like, late-round picks in the draft. It's more focused on building through the draft and free agency rather than, like, picking the best team and going.
And they are adding, there's going to be an update later in the year, fifth-year options for rookie contracts. I feel like that helps. One thing that really upsets me, though, is that the relocation cities are still the same and the uniforms are also still the same. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, it shows that they put no effort into it.
Not as much effort as they should.
Yeah, like, take 2K, for example. You can do literally anything you want.
That is very true. You can build the arena, build the uniform. It's how it is with most 2K games, because 2K is amazing. NFL 2K5, that was probably the last great football game until Madden came and just destroyed the series.
Yeah, I mean, they put no effort into franchise mode except for the new development stuff for rookies. But even that will get old
soon. Yeah. All right. Next topic here. We're going to break down the NFC North. Ryan, big Chicago Bears fan. I'm pretty sure I have a good idea as to who you're going to pick to win the NFC North.
Yeah. Definitely going to be the Bears.
Now, I'm just going to go ahead and say it. I am not a fan of Mitch Trubisky. Mitch Trubisky,
not a fan of you either.
Not the quarterback of the future in my eyes. All right? He can run. He's athletic. But when it comes down to it, I just don't think he's the one that you should be relying on as a franchise quarterback. What do you have to say about that?
This year will be a big year for me in seeing how he is. Apparently, from reports of training camp, he's really cleaned up his motion, which will help his accuracy a lot. One thing that he does is when the Bears are up, he plays worse. And when they're in a situation where they need a big play, he steps up. If he can just be consistent throughout, I think he can be a lot better than he is now.
Okay. And one thing that I've asked you before, and I'm wondering if your answer has changed at all since then, but if you could go back to that NFL draft where the Bears traded up and took Mitch Trubisky over Deshaun Watson and Patrick Mahomes, would you change anything?
I mean, I didn't really want Trubisky in the first place, you know?
Yeah.
I don't think I'd want Watson. When I was younger and I saw Watson on the board, I was like, oh, yeah, let's take Watson. I don't know who this Trubisky guy is. But Trubisky's grown on me. I don't think I'd change it. I don't think Mahomes would be the same player he is in our system, even though we do have Nagy. But I don't think it'd be the same.
I do agree. Do you think Mitch Trubisky would be as good as Patrick Mahomes if Mitch Trubisky had Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce, Sammy Watkins to throw to?
He'd be close. I don't know if he'd be as good. Obviously, Mahomes does have the arm strength.
Indeed, he does.
A little more, what's the word? Improvisation.
Poise.
Sure.
We'll go with that.
You can go with that.
All right, so you think the Bears are going to finish on top. I would have to agree with the defense being as good as it is. I don't see – I mean, maybe the Packers.
I see a lot of people saying the Packers could finish out on top, but I don't – they didn't do anything to improve, really. I don't understand where that's coming from.
But they have Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, and he sucked last year.
Bears fans.
We ate him up.
On to the next news. AJ Green tore a ligament in his ankle or in his foot. He's going to be out for 6 to 8 weeks. Ryan, do you think it's time for AJ Green to retire?
No, but I think he should leave Cincinnati.
Why is that?
Cincinnati might be the worst football organization there is. They're always stuck between being really good and finally rebuilding. They can't let it go. They did go in the right direction, firing Marvin Lewis and hiring Zach Taylor. I like that move. We'll see how they are this year. I think they need to move on from Andy Dalton. He's a proven mediocre guy.
I also agree with that.
AJ Green, I feel like he's put everything he can in for the Bengals, and he's just not getting it. He's not getting it back. The return isn't the same.
All right. And Yeah, I would agree. I feel like AJ Green career sadly has been plagued with a lot of injuries.
Yeah.
But when he's not injured, he's really good.
He's amazing.
It's sad because there's a lot of potential. He's 30 years old now. So I don't really know what the future holds for AJ Green. Next thing, Miami Dolphins head coach came out today and said Fitzmagic clearly has the starting job over Josh Rosen.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
On a scale from 0 to 10, how bad do you feel for Josh Rosen? And on a scale of 1 to 10, what's your probability you're buying a Ryan Fitzpatrick jersey this season?
I'm not buying a Fitzpatrick jersey. I will be buying a Mitchell Trubisky jersey. Anyway, I do feel bad for Josh Rosen. He got screwed over by Arizona.
Made the whole video and everything saying that Kyler Murray is going to be the man. It was just sad to watch.
Like, you just know they didn't have faith in you after that 1 year.
After 1 year. That surprises me.
And that 1 year, you were surrounded by the oldest man ever in Larry Fitzgerald. Your best running back is injured. And your best receiver is also a rookie in Christian Kirk. They didn't really do him fairly down in Arizona. I hope he does get a chance, though. I don't know if it'll be in Miami. I don't know if Fitzpatrick has that many years left, though. We'll see.
All right.
I think he deserves a chance.
Tom Brady's entering his 20th year in the NFL. How many more years do you think Tom Brady has left in the tank?
Depending on this year, maybe 2 or 3. I feel like he slowed down last year, even though he didn't. But like it feels like he did. I don't know. At one point or another, he's going to hit a wall.
And I have a prediction regarding this year for Tom Brady. You ready to hear this?
Sure.
Tom Brady will suffer a career-ending injury before this year's over. Because if you watch Brady play, he never gets sacked. Never. Never happens. He's so old and fragile now. If he gets sacked one time by a big hitter like Khalil Mack or Aaron Donald, it's over. He's done. It takes like one snap of the leg and he's done with. I feel like it's a big possibility that he gets hurt this year. And if he gets hurt this year and it's like a 1 year injury, like a torn ACL, he's done. He's done for.
If it's something like a torn ACL, I agree. Trying to think. I mean, he really does take good care of his body.
He also kisses his kids.
That's true. It probably will help him in the future that he does that.
That's weird.
All right. Anyway, thanks for helping me forget what I was going to say.
All right. On to non-related news to sports. We talk about all sports here, but football right now coming up, football season's. So that's what we're focusing on right now. Katy Perry. Have you heard about this at all, Ryan?
No, you told me about it, but I have no idea what's happening.
Katy Perry's song Dark Horse.
Yeah.
Apparently sounded very similar to a Christian rapper song. And you're going to have to go listen to it for yourself, but it sounds absolutely nothing alike. And what I don't understand is there are so many rappers that sample their music and you don't see them getting sued. But Katy Perry lost the lawsuit and now she has to pay a large sum of money to this guy that no one's ever heard of for a beat that doesn't sound anything like the beat in Dark Horse.
Well, good for that rapper.
Good for that rapper. I mean, I guess I would be so pissed if I was kidding. But then again, like for Katy Perry, it's probably like a penny fell out of her pocket.
Yeah, I mean, why do you have to go after a young man's career? Especially, I don't know how it sounds like. I can't make a comment on that. But if it doesn't sound like it, just leave it alone. Man did nothing to you. He doesn't deserve that.
All right. That is our episode. This is our first episode. Appreciate you for joining in.
Yeah, thanks.
Catch us on the next one.